بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Amongst the ways of categorizing people, Ulama Ikram mentioned that there are three categories. One is a talib, a person who is a seeker, he's thirsty. Another type of person is a naqid, one who criticizes, always nitpicking, always finding fault. And another type of person is a talib, one is a naqid, and one is a qani'. Qani' is a person who is content, he's satisfied, he's happy with whatever he knows. A talib is the one who is a seeker. This person will progress, this person will move ahead, he will progress. The other two, they won't really benefit, they won't progress. Rather, even worse is the naqid, the one who is criticizing, this person will retrogress, he'll go backwards. So we should all try and be from the first type, that is the talib, a seeker. Many a times when some nasihat is given, some advice, some program, some bayan, even if it's a talim in a masjid, we should all try and take part. It's a matter of correcting our niyat, our intention. We should go with this niyat that sometimes we sit in a program, this is because a program is taking place, or because it's customary, a Juma bayan is taking place. So okay, we'll sit. But if a person, he just corrects his niyat, and amongst the many niyats he can make, is to increase his knowledge. If we didn't make the niyat, we just sat, we would have lost out tremendously. But just a matter of changing the niyat, then greater benefit would have been achieved. A person who makes this niyat, he goes out to seek knowledge. The hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ mentions that a person who goes out to seek knowledge, he touches the path of knowledge, seeking knowledge, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make his way to Jannat easy for him. Another hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ mentions that even the malaika spread their wings under his feet. So just a matter of correcting our mind, our niyat, and tremendous benefit can be achieved. So we should make the niyat of ilm, amal, how we can put it into our life, our own reformation. And sometimes, perhaps, many a times, things will be repeated. But we shouldn't think to ourselves that, oh, I heard this before. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a verse of Quran mentions, وَذَكِّرْ, that remind, فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, the reminder benefits the believers. In many hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. we find Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself, he repeated many, many things. If a person thinks to himself that I heard this before, or I know this, then Ulama Ikram mentions that this will result in a person being deprived of amal. Even if he is practicing, then it can be a means of his deprivation. So at all times we should be, as mentioned earlier, a talib, a person who is a seeker, and as though we are hearing it for the first time. Otherwise, what happens is a person will be deprived. Then together with that, we should also sit with this, that how I can bring this into my life. And if something is in my life, I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the ability to practice on whatever advice is being given. If it is in my life, make shukr, say alhamdulillah, and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we shouldn't think to ourselves that I wish so and so was here, some person was here, this advice is for him. Why, this will result in pride developing in a person. And nothing is our achievement. Rather, everything is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person thinks to himself that so and so must be here, he must hear this advice, and I am very good, I am practicing, then this will result in pride. And when it comes to pride, Rasulullah mentions that the person who has a little bit of pride, atom's weight of pride, this person won't even smell the fragrance of Jannah. When it comes to other sins, although very, very serious and severe warnings have been mentioned in the hadith regarding them, one such hadith Rasulullah mentions that even a person who made zina, a person who stole, very severe sins these are, this person will enter Jannah. So Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu is surprised, he's taken aback. This person will enter Jannah even if he made zina, even if he stole. So he was shocked, he was surprised. Not downplaying or trivializing these sins in any way, in the least. Severe warnings have been mentioned for them. Rather, Rasulullah is teaching us that when it comes to pride, then a person who has, in another hadith, a person, Nabi S.A.W. mentions regarding pride, a little bit of pride, he won't even smell the fragrance of Jannah. So if a person thinks to himself that this is in my life, so and so must hear it, then this will result in pride coming to a person. Who knows that person maybe, yes, the wrong is wrong, definitely if something is not correct in a person's life, we shouldn't look down upon that person. If that person maybe heard it for the first time, and in his heart he made tawbah, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, that we cannot see. That person made tawbah, he became the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Already, it's just a matter of him putting that into practice. And as a result of that, the tawbah he made, he can reach such heights that we cannot even reach there. So a person have these few things in mind, inshallah, when he sits for any program, any dini gathering, to correct the niyat, to make the niyat of increasing our knowledge. And even if you heard something before, how it can be a reminder for us, and not to look down upon anybody. These are some of the points, some of the things a person should keep in mind when listening to any program, inshallah. We'll read some extract from one of the kitabs of Arif Billah Zad Mullah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah. Time is already up, inshallah, tomorrow.